We here at Ragnarok would like to thank all of our patrons, such as Carl Black,
Yoglet,
Steve Arazia,
Michael Davis,
James Burns.
Now do it right.
James Burns,
Michael Drescher,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Dad Gunner,
Stephen Best,
Michael Hopkins,
Several Bats,
William Walson,
Chad Swenson,
Brownie Davis,
Savarik.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, you guys forgot about me.
Oh no, your card was declined, James, so this is what you get. Boom, we're recording.
Yay.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another Ragnarok Actual Play. No, Gracie, you can't play with your squeak toy in here.
Why not?
Whatever. I do what I want.
No. Not right now.
Gracie's squeak toy?
No, because she's going to think it's playtime.
Yeah.
It is playtime.
I'm sorry, Gracie.
It's like the hell.
Okay. So, we are playing Ameri-Nomicon again. Yes. This is the second part of Storm Chaser.
Shit.
So why don't we introduce our characters?
Oh, no, you're not playing Lewis.
God, that happens twice a night now.
Who is a pragmatic doctor, family man, minus the family because they're in New York and he's in Ohio.
Ohio. Hi, I'm James, and I'm playing Timothy Tundra. He's the tinkerer of the group, and he stole a pamphlet that's widely distributed.
He stole a pamphlet that people were trying to give away.
Chris, go play with it in there.
I thought I was onto something.
Yeah, play with it out there.
Although there wasn't anything else special in that office, so...
No, don't bring it back! All right, well, listeners...
that's not someone having sex.
No.
Gracie, come here.
Let's see Gracie chewing on her sheep goat.
You guys keep introducing your characters. I'm going to put the sheep goat away.
Alex is ruining his dog's Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, this is all I wanted.
He is vastly improving the sheep goat.
She's going to get it and bring it back in here.
All right, Chris.
All right. Simon Stone, and he is kempt, wide-eyed, and missing his left arm just below the shoulder. And he's about to step priest.
Hey, everybody, I'm Ryan. I'm playing Angelo Franchetti, otherwise known as Charlie Chains. He is a very tall, very well-muscled Italian. He's a tall man. Very, very well-muscled mafioso.
How many Berts is he?
He's about a Bert.
Wow.
Bertman.
He's a full Bert?
He's a full Bert.
Wow, that's big.
The muscle man.
He has chain wrapped around his waist, and he is not afraid to use it to beat people.
I think he's about to.
I think he might have to, yes.
I am Ed. I will be playing Hal Holborn. He is with the former host of a radio show. He's still technically the host of that show, I guess, called Hey Hal.
Oh, never mind, they're right here.
He's somewhat recognizable, so he has starting to grow his little. He's a little bit shaggy right now, so that he can hide a little bit. But he's still got his tortoiseshell glasses, and he's wearing drab clothes and like a light jacket.
How light?
So light.
It doesn't even exist.
Light color or lightweight?
Both.
Ooh. I'm Eric, and I'll be playing Marty McGraw.
Who's
a former police officer for the regular police, not the secret ones. He's a big, well-built guy, and he's good at driving and shooting, and a couple other things.
Hi, I'm James. I'm playing Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. All right, so what do you guys remember from last game?
I'm Jeff Bridges.
Oh, you gotta wash your hands before you go to
that.
Yeah.
That was an important point from last
the
game.
The important point is to wash your hands after using the toilet. That was the lesson we were trying to teach
you. Wash your hands.
We got gas.
Yeah, we got gas at a gas station in Ohio. The guy told us
it was only $1.
Yep. And we also made sure to get new license plates.
Went to a church to seek refuge from said storm. They worship the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's an entity that lives inside it that will take
sacrifice people to the storm, and then the priest asked us who of us would get sacrificed, and
now I'm gonna stab them.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, I stole a pamphlet.
That's basically what happened.
And James stole a pamphlet.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Can I roll a stab?
Do I notice him going to stab the priest?
You can make a notice roll.
I'm not that great at that, so...
Well, you're distracted, Ed.
I do not notice.
I'm talking to the guy that's about to get stabbed.
Yeah, but you don't know that he got up out of the corner of the room.
You see me walking up behind him. Right, you don't know what I'm going to do.
I wasn't keeping
still. I'm not rolling.
If I'm talking to him and looking at him...
Yeah, but you're not going to know somebody that's behind you getting up to walk over to him to stab.
He would have to walk past...
No. I'm going to walk up towards Ed. Correct. Ed will not be able to not see me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But he's also not going to know that I'm walking over to stab him.
Well, that's why I'm...
I had the knife in my hand the entire time.
That's why I'm making a notice roll to see if I can notice what you're trying to do.
Would that be empathy?
Yeah, it'd be more empathy, actually.
No.
All right, I'll try that one. Then I got a plus one for empathy.
Simon's looking a little stabby.
Okay.
So Simon...
I don't know this. I'm not rolling.
Okay. Pastor is also going to roll. Simon...
Pastor would definitely not know if he's walking towards behind.
Well, he might hear
The pastor might hear him coming up.
Okay.
He won't see me, though.
He does not notice
you. He might smell him. Maybe he's stinky.
He's Kemp. No, he was Kemp. Yeah, he
was. Well, he got a haircut and a beard, but he didn't get... Did he get bathed?
Maybe he just shot himself.
He got bathed. And I would imagine that these people are probably as dirty as...
He might taste him.
He does not notice you. So, Ed, you do see Simon walking towards you. Charlie, you notice he's looking a little stabby.
I'm going to walk over to Simon and just kind of, like, put myself in between him and the pastor.
So this is going to be...
There's about 30 people, right?
Yes.
So if shit goes down, it's not good for us.
The odds are not... Among those 30 people, though, are old children.
Yeah, but still, it's a lot of people. Yeah.
The odds are not in your favor.
Yeah, it's a lot of blood.
The odds are forever in our favor.
Come on. We're the player characters. We'll be all right.
Chris, are you going to let Charlie stop you?
We're four.
I guess we should have a contested roll to see if he gets there in time.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think it really just matters how fast he is, because I'm not going to fight him to do this.
Right. So I'm going
to
say athletics.
But I will try to run faster than him.
All right, so both of you make athletics rolls.
I mean, we've got 3 out of 5 main characters right here in this room. So.
Slipping, use Alex.
Four.
You have
all main characters in this room. Are either of you going to spend fate points?
Yeah, I'll spend a fate point.
Quick as the Reaper.
Quick as the Reaper.
Wait a minute. Should I spend a save point as well?
No.
I think you should. Brings me up to 6.
Yep.
All right.
All right. So you two, like, lock eyes and both... You don't run, but you, like, walk quickly.
I think you should run.
Well, no, you start walking quickly, and then Simon starts running. So that Charlie, you just run a little faster and, like, get right in front of him.
Yeah.
Is that... Now that I'm seeing that...
You notice it.
Yeah, you probably have a pretty good idea
now
about that.
You kind of put two and two together.
I'll come over and say hello real fast and aggressive.
You know, we haven't really put much thought into it. The rest of the group, they're not actually...
The knife, like, ready to plunge down into his skull and Charlie's hand grabbing it and wrestling.
They're not actually devotees.
So does that mean you'll be going, then?
Well, as I said earlier, I don't worship the storm per se. It's there's just so many of the great old ones that are to worship. So
I understand.
That's great. So many goos to worship.
We're going to have to, unfortunately. I mean, it's the way every group is supposed to put up an offer.
Well, yeah, obviously. Yes, as I said, we just haven't decided yet. So
kind of muted behind that is just gonna let me go. Fucking try and murder us.
He's gonna make another notice roll now.
They're fucking shit.
I'm gonna try to keep him distracted.
Fucking
don't bother. He got a minus one.
Start the storm. In fact, we're gonna go in
your way through them.
Let's go. Discuss that right now. We're gonna try to.
By my count, we have about 20 to 30 minutes until the time.
Oh, 20 to 30. Good to know.
I'll have a pamphlet. I'm gonna sneak. I'm gonna slide up to Keanu, and what you get?
I got that pamphlet, and I gave it to Dean to him. So I figured he could make more sense out of it than the rest of us, since he works for the ghouls.
And I'm back with John. I don't know what he's talking about. It's just like a pamphlet.
You got a pamphlet.
Stockwell party of Stockwell party. If we could all have our pre-storm meeting,
can we convince one of the people in the group that they should be a member of our group and then sacrifice that person?
Don't ask me.
Oh my god!
Wait, what's this about sacrificing?
I said that Adam can.
So you guys all.
I haven't heard this.
So I
glare at you, and then walk over to where you're trying to. like that.
I understand.
What's your problem? And then I go walk over.
I understand the impulse. But
wait,
let's try
impulse?
To come up with a plan.
What's
yeah,
going on?
Yeah,
yeah,
them or us. I knew it going in. It's them or us. It's them or us.
Okay,
what's happening?
Let's try to make a plan first. So apparently,
they're going to raise us up to the roof?
Are we sort of secluded enough?
Yeah.
If we
I mean, if you're whispering.
We never left that one guy. We're still with him.
I don't think I
we brought the pastor with us.
I guess I'm kind of.
Are you dropped dice, Ryan?
Yeah.
So,
I dropped a die.
Did you get it?
No.
It turned the color of the carpet?
Well, it kind of was the color of the carpet a little bit, but...
I got it.
I was going to say, just wait until Gracie starts looking at something.
Now that you have that, can I have the iced tea?
Yeah. So, apparently, every group in the church is expected to make a sacrifice to the storm. Every group. We're a group.
Oh, so no.
Well,
yeah,
yes, I think that goes without saying. So we have to figure out what we're going to do.
It's them or us.
Well, I understand what your vote is.
The surprise right now.
So, when are they planning to do the sacrifice?
About 20 or 30 minutes.
We could convince someone to sacrifice themselves. As part of our group,
I could try to talk to somebody.
We can not go around fucking stabbing people, Simon.
People,
I'm kind of on board with the stabbing of people.
There's 30 people here, including women and old.
Well,
yeah,
if we're gonna do the stabbing,
That's
we should at least wait until some of them have gone upstairs. And then there'll be less.
There's no upstairs.
Don't they go on the
raises?
The sacrifice goes up.
Until
they're sending an old lady upstairs.
Wow.
We don't need to worry about her.
That's true.
Also, by that time, one of us would have need to be on that platform to be raised up to the sacrifice.
Okay, you're right.
No, there's not. Look at the size of this room. It's going to come down to which one of you is going on there, and then we have to fight. So let's do it while they're not expecting
how,
it.
So I'm going to look around.
Okay. Didn't that pamphlet say there was a comm, and then he comes and selects people during the comm of the storm?
Yeah, well, he is the comm of the storm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he doesn't select people.
I know.
It's whoever
they
already selected.
Yeah.
He just takes them all.
Yeah. I know, but...
So there's hail, then there's the shrieking parasites that fly through the air, then there's the calm, and he comes and eats whoever, and then it goes in reverse.
Yeah.
Listen, I think I made a good relationship with a man in the bathroom before.
There's someone in the bathroom? Let's take him out while he's still in there.
He didn't wash his hands. I told him to wash his hands. That doesn't matter.
That's disgusting.
I know.
Is there anybody here who...
volunteers? No.
No. This is out of character.
I don't volunteer as tribute.
Volunteers.
No.
If
I use notice.
Oh yeah, let's sacrifice Ricky Rice.
He's definitely not with us.
Yeah, Ricky, let's
he's not there.
Can I
no.
Is there a large group?
Yeah, you.
Like is there a larger group that maybe we could coach and member of?
Okay, so you don't have to make notice. There's a family of five that seems to be the largest group.
Yeah,
but by group, I mean they're just kind of like sitting in the pews together talking.
Okay. How many of the 30 look like they would be formidable?
That's going to be a notice roll.
Can I get a notice?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's two. And the thing?
God damn. I'm switching to
dice.
To like true believers?
Like,
okay, yeah, if that's it, that's what you're looking for, sure.
Ooh. People go, oh yeah, I'm gonna be, I want his sacrifice.
Can I roll my empathy to see if there's anyone who's in the same boat as us, just kind of found out after they were stuck here?
Sure.
Plus three.
Plus three, okay.
And I got a... Where's my empathy? One? So, no, I broke even.
No, you don't. You can't tell. So what were you looking for again?
I'm looking for, like...
Oh, like true believers?
Who will, like, will if we
the
can...
The exact opposite of what I was looking for.
We can
right.
talk to people into sacrifice.
Like, maybe there's a group where one of them isn't the sacrifice and wants to be.
Well, no, no. So here's the thing. The rest of the congregation is group one. You guys are group two.
Yeah.
The entire congregation is sending one person up.
Okay, yeah, but okay, so...
No, no, I'm just saying, it's not like there's going to be six sacrifices and you're number seven.
Okay.
There's one, there was going to be one sacrifice.
And now
and
there's more people, and they're like, hey, you guys need to have a sacrifice too.
Right.
There's not, we're going to talk someone else into it, because they've already got their one.
Okay, so then, yeah, if there's somebody who looks like they
right.
wanted to be the sacrifice.
No one... looks especially eager. Because, so
what
here's
about
the
guy that has the please eat me shirt?
That's a little late.
So,
I thought that was a man.
It's more like. So you look over at the woman. Ed pointed out the woman who's going to be the sacrifice.
Uh-huh.
She looks resigned.
Oh.
She doesn't look happy. Her family is also. They're kind of like. Sitting around, and you can kind of tell they're making like awkward small talk.
Gotcha.
So, yes, it's part of their religious belief that someone has to be sacrificed to the storm, but they know. I mean, they know they're about to die.
Yeah.
So no one's really champing at the bit to jump up on the altar. You might be able to convince someone to go, but it would be. I mean, you'd have to convince someone to commit suicide.
Yeah. No one wants to do this. Let's look at their faces. This is the thing they're forced to do.
So who looks formidable? I got a two.
Two?
I can't imagine.
Down.
Want to. The old lady. She looks real formidable.
There's about 15 people who look like they could. Between, like, older teenagers and, like, the parent age people. About 15.
With an empathy check, can I try to read to see if, like you said, people sort of, some of them look resigned. Is there anybody who looks like they might be likely, they might be a likely target to
suicide
us?
Oh.
You can remember,
oh,
yeah,
the
make
opposite
an empathy
of, like,
check.
What I was saying, people, like, don't want to
sit. Yeah.
Trying to...
Servant of the great.
It doesn't sound like good groaning sounds.
That's a gleeful groan.
Yeah.
He's giving up on his dice.
That's happy groan.
Yeah. You got new dice. That's the groan.
So what is
same
that
roll?
Yeah.
What is it?
Minus one.
Minus one. Yeah, you find someone.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Actually, no, with a minus one, you don't. Everyone, there's no, like, crit fails in this system. So, while no one looks exceptionally, like, happy, well, no one from the old woman's family looks happy about it. Everyone else is fine. They're just chatting, you know,
they
this is what it
die.
Is. Yeah, they're not about to die. You don't see anyone who's, like, angry who looks like, you know, they're storming or, like, this is bullshit.
Except Simon, you see him and
this
like
is
that.
Their religion. So... It sucks, but that's what God wants, so that's what we gotta do.
So, there's about 15 people here who look like they have some fight in them.
Just sitting him down to 14.
Does the priest look like he has fight in him?
Yeah, probably.
Oh.
Yes, but if you had taken him out, then everybody would have turned on us at once.
Maybe. They're already going to do that.
Not if we can.
What if we preach a different God?
I don't think that's going to go over well. I feel like they would turn on us just as fast. And then they're loving all of them as opposed to one less.
Well, if no one wants to be sacrificed, we preach about a God who doesn't want to be sacrificed, who doesn't need sacrifices.
You know one of those?
All right, you know what? You guys do what you want. I'll be ready to stab.
Well, what I was going to suggest is, what if we separated, tried to... get some of the 15, let some of these guys into another room, into the bathroom, into the office. See if we could.
You want to lure guys into the bathroom?
All right. I'll go wait in the bathroom. Anyone who comes in, Doc, take care of.
The food.
What? Poison food poisoning.
Yeah.
And drug the food.
It's brilliant.
Well,
I mean, that's still
we had
lots of
poison.
Did you bring your medical bag in with you?
I have a bag.
Okay, so, I mean, the food
it's
is...
Probably, it's like a satchel. I have a satchel.
Well, no, the one you have, it's like... Like a bit, it's like almost like double back.
Oh.
It's because they gave you like a full like
think like
police officer like in the back of the trunk kind of bag.
Yes.
But you could have a satchel too.
Yeah, I have like a satchel.
Okay.
So we poison the food and then we take out everyone, including the innocents who probably.
I didn't say poison. I said drug. Everybody wakes up after the storm.
Oh. Having a fake check to say I brought some stuff I can.
Yeah, if you want to spend a fake point, you have
antiseptic. No, anesthesia.
But that's. Well, what if the storm doesn't pass unless it gets a sacrifice?
You need one of them down there. The pastor.
I'm perfectly happy with sacrificing any one of these people.
So the thing is, the food is coffee and cookies.
Yeah.
How are you...
Coffee.
Well, you have to figure out how to surreptitiously get the drugs into it and then get everyone to ingest it.
Within a half hour.
Within
about
half
20
hour.
Minutes now.
I don't drink coffee. So how long does it take coffee to sort of scratch to make...
So word hasn't gotten out yet, really.
Water, basically.
Word
yeah.
really hasn't gotten out yet that I'm a traitor.
Word hasn't what?
Gotten out yet that I'm a traitor.
No one knows.
I know.
I mean, you're still on the radio.
I'm gonna ask. I could accidentally knock over the cup and the coffee and make some more.
It would take a lot longer for that one because it's like a big urn. Like when you go to those big metal urns that keep it hot.
I'll create a distraction. I'm going to walk over to the priest. Father?
Oh, pastor.
Pastor.
Oh, yes.
So...
Ah, father, kill him!
I have to come clean with you. I didn't give you my real name.
Okay.
Look, I was trying to travel incognito so that people, you know, don't get starched.
Distraction?
By the way, while
so
he goes to the distraction, I'm going to the bathroom.
So just put in the coffee?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay. Maybe convince him to make a toast?
Yeah. So that
okay.
I was trying to go incognito so I don't make people nervous. You know, people tend to get a little starstruck around me.
And you are?
You don't recognize my voice?
I'm afraid you're going to have to give me a little help.
Why don't you... are you looking... you're not a fan of Hal's hot takes? Hey, Hal?
I listen to it on occasion.
minus one to pride.
I'm sure many of your congregants listen to my show, The Voice of the Great Old Ones. It's me.
Oh!
This guy's pretty daft.
You're that guy.
I'm sorry, I don't listen to the radio that often.
I understand. But, coming here and learning about what you all stand for, I wanted to speak to the people and bring them the words of the great old ones, as I do every morning on my show. I wonder if you would mind if I stood up and said a few words on this great occasion.
Oh, make a rapport roll.
That is a 5.
Absolutely. We have time, so yes, absolutely. Would you care to stand by the altar?
While he's doing that, after he mixes the stuff in with the coffee, I'm going to just start making cups for everybody and just start passing them around.
All right, well, this is the distraction now,
right,
so
yeah.
Meyer hasn't dumped everything in yet.
So here's what I'm figuring. You make a speech, everyone's distracted. We mix the thing, and then afterwards you propose
toast.
A toast. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I just...
All right. So
that's what I was thinking.
You're going to have to make a provoke roll, Ed, to get everyone to look at you.
Okay.
You want to be the center of attention.
What about rapport?
That would be getting them to like you. Provoke is getting them on you.
I want to make sure
I mean, wouldn't provoke be... Provoke is to get them, like...
Wouldn't the...
To spur them to action.
Excuse me, everyone. We have an honored guest here who would like to say a few words.
Rapport, like, I want to develop a relationship with the audience.
Okay. So, the pastor said, oh, excuse me, everyone, before we raise grace up to God, our friend here, whose name I have learned is... Halburn?
Hal Holburn.
You hear some recognition in the group. Mr. Holburn would like to say a few words.
Minus two.
So you could make a rapport roll.
Okay. Before I speak, I'll roll to see. That is, six.
Six, okay. Everyone's looking at you. My fellow Americans.
Don't say goo.
I came here, undercover, so to speak, because I was looking to,
shit all over the goo's legacy.
I was looking to see what it was like to walk among the great patriots of our country. And the sacrifice that this woman is making has, first off, I can't tell you how jealous I am that you will be joining one of the great old ones in his sweet embrace this very night. Can we all have a round of applause for this wonderful woman?
everyone like this bullet claps.
And I know that it's frightening, and I know that we don't know what's in store for us, but we can know, and we can be sure in our hearts that whatever it is great, for it comes from the great old ones.
All right, so while he's saying that, Meyer, you can make a stealth roll. You get plus two because of his...
Oh, my God.
I don't think he needs it.
Six.
Okay.
Plus the two?
Yeah, one and then...
Oh, okay.
One and then plus two. Six.
Yeah. So mark off one charge from your medical bag.
Okay.
You have just like dump a bottle of pills in your hand. You just have like dump a bottle of pills into the coffee urn.
Now I know that we don't have any champagne, but this wonderful coffee will do just as well. I wonder if some of my group, if you could pass out some coffee to the congregation. I would like to propose a toast.
I'll help you passing out.
We'll go pass out that coffee.
So you go passing out the coffee. One of the mothers says, oh no, my kids don't have coffee. I'll just grab them juice. She walks over to the table and pours two cups of juice for her kids.
It's fine. We don't need to poison the kids.
Okay.
Well,
we're just knocking them out.
I mean, I'm thinking that once people start running to the bathroom, once we start stabbing, I think the kids are probably going to...
Oh, that was like more sedative.
Fall
asleep.
Oh, so if it makes them fall asleep, I mean, I'm assuming that the...
That's what sedatives do.
We're focusing on the people who would be the greatest threat to us.
Okay.
He's a sedative man. I'm just in the bathroom just in case someone comes in.
So, Patriots of America, servants of the goose.
I'm holding an empty cup just to...
All right.
Yeah.
Give me a fate point. You once again said goose.
Damn it. Of the great old ones.
Yeah.
I told you before. That time it's your fault.
Yeah. Servants of the great old ones.
Ah, Gracie!
All right,
It doesn't have any. It's just staying in the speech.
Ah, Gracie! Everyone goes, ah, Gracie!
Servants of the great old ones.
How did you know our toast? Ah, Gracie!
Let's give out the old worship cry of
Voluga.
Voluga. Ah, Gracie! whatever the actual like.
Well, it's Grace.
Whatever is their version of Cthulhu Vitagin.
All right, so they say bless the storm, and they all take a drink of coffee. It's traditional toasting beverage.
I don't take a drink of coffee.
That's what they got. Yeah, yep. we lift the cup to our lips.
I have an untainted cup.
I like the empty cup.
Well, I mean, if they gave it to you, it's
no. I took a cup before because we have this plan to do the toast.
Okay.
And we were passing it out so we could have not tainted coffee or nothing.
Yeah. You just not drink it too.
Yeah,
I just have an empty cup to make it look like I'm drinking.
Our pastor says, "Thank you very much, Mr. Holburn. Now, Grace, I think it's time. Mr. Holborn, who from your group will be joining us?
Yes, so we have decided...
It'll be you. You volunteered, since you're such a patriot of the great old ones.
So we have decided that I will be ascending.
Well, very good. You're already here on the altar. Grace, will you join us? And Grace gets up, and her family gives her like one last hug, and they're holding back tears, and she walks up to the altar and smiles at you. The pastor reaches under the stone altar and pulls out a chain with a manacle on it and slaps it onto Grace's wrist, and it locks shut. Mm-hmm. He reaches
you
under
know,
the grab.
Can I, pal, it's... Can I say, them's a chance to say goodbye, so...
Thank you, Pastor, and I'm going to reach out to shake his hand. Can I put the manacle on him?
I don't care. Bye.
That's gonna be. I'm gonna say fight to get it out of his hand.
Okay,
and wrap
I'm
it
not
around
gonna
yours.
Be able to do that, so I won't do that. Then.
Yeah, you can't use rapport for that.
This, I don't know about this religion. I worship another god. Gotta say though. I don't understand this religion. I respect it, and I think it's crazy for you to sacrifice yourself. I mean, you are the voice of the great old ones. You'll be missed. The great old ones will miss you. The listeners will, of course, miss you. The nation will miss you. The world will miss you. The universe will miss you. You're a great man, a great husband, a great father.
Can I hear any of this from the bathroom?
You hear muffled talking. You can't make anything.
Okay. Well, I'll live on in the embrace of the great storm.
Wait, I can't let you do this. I'll take your place. The world needs you.
You guys look out. You see a bunch of the congregation are yawning. The kids and the old people who had drank are already bumping their chins. Pastor Jim says, very well, Mr. Keanu.
Are you sure about this?
He's the voice of a generation.
Yeah, but he did.
Well, who am I to stand in the way of a patriot? Well,
look, then, as a protector of the people, I think maybe I should be the one to step up on that altar.
Well, gentlemen, you can all go. This doesn't have to be a debate. You're all welcome to go up to Bohol. Please come.
Yes, why don't you all join me up on the...
He reaches for your wrist, and he's about to put the manacle on it. What are you going to do?
I'm going to hold my hands up and wait. One moment. I just want to... If I can usher my flock onto the... My friends onto the altar myself.
I mean, it doesn't take much.
Notice I'm not there.
He's holding your... He has your arm.
Okay.
It's going to be an imposed. If you want to get out of it, it's going to be a fight check.
Okay.
Or he's gonna slap it on your wrist.
Well, gosh. Hmm. I mean,
you roll. I mean, you can still roll if you don't have it.
Can I remember?
Well, everybody
roll,
in the audience
what his
is
name
asleep,
was.
Right?
What?
Who?
Dean Stockwell.
No,
that's
good.
Oh,
me.
You
Jeff?
You were Chuck.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges.
You were Chuck Norris. Jeff Bridges.
Yeah.
Jeff.
The honor
Reeves. Jeff.
Listen. Are you sure about this? I mean, you're a man of the law.
I'm not opposing it.
Yes, but I mean, I should be protecting the rest of my group. This is the position
I guess I should
sign up for.
Yeah, you can make a fight roll.
You're getting so much. Now you got to give yourself.
What'd you get?
Minus one.
For the great old...
He holds your arm and you feel the cold steel clink around your wrist.
Maybe you guys should stop talking about it and come up to the altar.
You look out, just about everyone else in the air, the congregants are all, like most of the old people are asleep and all the able-bodied people are starting to do the chin.
Well, I mean, I have
house.
A family.
Is there a window in the bathroom, or can I hear that the storm were in the eye?
There's no window, but you do notice that the hail has let up.
Okay, I'm going to leave the bathroom.
Okay.
And the first person I see is getting... Well, the first person not here okay. that I see is getting stabbed.
The first awake person. Everybody else is, like, asleep.
Well, if I stumble across someone asleep in the hallway, I'll slit their throat and then walk on
down. There's no one in the hall. So you come in. There's a woman who's asleep in the pew, not right by the kind of in front of you. Mm-hmm. You see an old woman, the pastor, and Hal standing on the altar. Hal has a manacle on his wrist.
Yeah, not my problem. I warned him against this. Which person looks like they're most likely to harm me?
Nobody.
Everyone else is asleep.
Just the people on the.
The pastor keeps making really good physique rolls to resist.
Okay, all right. Then I'll walk up to the...
I was going
to
say, I'm there, so I'm going to, sneak up behind him as he's putting the manacle on Hal, and I'm just going to put him in a sleeper hold. And
all right,
nobody wanted to do that before I got manacles.
We were trying to distracted, but he was very adamant about putting that manacle on him.
Well, he's got to make a sacrifice to his god. Right.
That's plus two.
Plus two. All right. He's busy manacling people.
Stretching it out. So
make a fight check.
Okay.
I was really hoping someone was going to
go to
the bathroom.
Can I use my chain for the plus two?
Yeah, wrap it around his neck. Yeah, sure.
That's plus five.
It took me a second.
Plus five.
Oh, Mario wants to take his pet. Oh, I see what he's doing.
Okay.
I was gonna walk, you have the keys, and then slowly walk to him to get the car. Car keys.
So I go to sleep, Pastor.
He's choking. So what are the rest of you doing?
I'd like to try again. I'm strong. And
I'm just gonna pick the locks. On his back.
Oh, that works too.
There's
some of the sleeping people.
Morty just starts.
He's just like gnawing on the chain.
Do I see him stabbing the sleeping people?
All right, so you don't have to roll for that.
That's a problem.
Yes, you look over. You see Simon just walks over to a sleeping woman and stabs.
I was gonna punch him in the face.
Well, you're gonna have to make an athletics check. He's on the opposite side of the room from you. Make an athletics check to get to him.
All
right.
One.
Okay, you get to him.
Is he just charging at me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I see that.
Yes, you do.
Then I will defend myself.
Okay. How are you defending yourself?
It's my knife.
You're gonna stab Meyer?
I'm stabbing people.
I would really like to be unshackled.
I'm gonna try to either. All right,
so those are opposed fight rolls for the two of you. Ed, you are shackled. The pastor is being strangled. You can use burglary to pick the lock.
I think Meyer's coming out on top of this one.
A fight, if you just want to punch him in the face.
Okay. Can I just MacGyver and just use something that I have on my persons?
Is it once per game?
No, the one is... I have just the device for that.
I got a one.
A one? And what did you get, Chris? Two?
Oh, two.
Alright, so you take one physical stress, Meyer.
Okay.
As you run at him.
I'm going to put a physical stress from running through the rain.
Okay, but he's still...
My physical stress from running through the hail goes away, right? Because it's been a scene.
Yes. So he runs at you, and you kind of sidestep, and he just, back ends you in the head. So you get, a cut on your head.
And I'll say, what are you doing?
You're a fucking madman! You stab them, I'm going to kill you.
Okay. See how this goes.
What did you get in your burglary thing?
I got a four to crap.
Physical stress.
Since he's taking care of that,
just the one.
I think I might want to head over to these two and try to help defuse the situation.
Okay, so one second. So James, you got what'd you get to pick?
Five to crap.
Five. Okay.
I'm pulling a scalpel out of my bag.
Okay.
It's sharp. It's gonna be better than my fist.
All right. So you spent your turn being chained, but he pops the lock. Ryan, what are you doing? The pastor.
Is he unconscious yet?
Nope.
I'm gonna keep
pull harder.
All right. Make another fight check.
That's another five.
Okay. Ooh. okay.
He's dead.
So, Ryan, you he's getting choked. He started to get a little limp. You hear him through clenched teeth, says something in an alien language you don't understand, and this bolt of force hits you in the chest, and sends you flying back. Take 5 physical stress.
Holy shit!
Okay, I want to shoot this motherfucker now.
I mean, I'm still holding onto a chain that's wrapped around his throat.
It knocks him down, but you get flung far.
Okay. I was expecting it more like in wrestling where they're just like...
they
get the two and then it's like down for the third and then the hand stops and it just starts picking his way up.
Well, I'm shooting this guy.
Well, you went over to them. So what are you saying to them?
Oh,
to
I didn't know we got
situation?
To be doing that, so... Right.
Yeah, so that's you. So what are you going to say to them to try to defuse the situation? So you saw Simon pulled out a knife and killed a sleeping, or stabbed a sleeping woman.
Whoa. It was someone who looked like they would actually be a threat.
No, everyone's asleep.
I know, but if they were awake?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't go find an old woman. I mean, someone able-bodied.
Women can be threats. Okay. Yeah, she was able-bodied.
All right, fine, whatever.
I mean, you did say that you went up to the first person who looked like a...
So Simon
that looked like a threat. I wouldn't have considered, but it doesn't matter.
Simon stabbed a woman, and then the doctor got mad and flew over, and Simon kind of like hit him with the butt of his knife, and they're arguing. So
I think the pastor is a more present threat.
Well, but he said he was going over to defuse that situation.
This is that same turn. So what are you doing to them?
Kiss him,
guys.
Stop fighting.
Look, everyone calm down. I know we're tense right
calm
now.
Calm down. He's stabbing unconscious people.
I mean him too. I don't want that happening either.
He said, guys.
Where in this conversation does the thing where he goes flying away?
So Eric says, calm down. I mean him too. And then you guys, everyone hears like a crack of lightning. And there's a flash and you turn and you see... Charlie is splayed out on the floor. His chest is like smoking, and there's just a scorch mark in the middle of his chest.
So
he's alive, but he's.
I'm not planning to answer either of them. I'm now making a beeline toward him.
To the pastor?
Yes.
Okay.
Good choice.
All right.
I mean,
so,
at the start of the next turn or whatever, but yeah.
Well, yeah. So you can run up to him. What are the Rehez of you doing?
Rehez.
Performing medical aid on the girl who's been stabbed.
Okay, the medicine check.
I'm running to take cover. He's still on the altar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna start raising up the altar.
Make a notice roll to find the mechanism.
Well, I said that before. I noticed that it was a winch system.
No, but you don't know where the thing to turn it on is.
Oh, okay. I thought I would have, since I followed the chain and figured, it's a winch system.
Okay, that's true.
I kind of have
my
head still on the platform as well.
Well,
he's no longer chained, but he's standing on it.
I can get off, which I'm going to do.
No, oh, God.
There.
Oh, God, what do I do? Oh, God.
I got
so
powers.
there is a lever on the wall that would be a pull action.
What should he do with the lever?
Pull the bloody lever!
so you run over. You don't have to. You just run over. You turn. Pull the lever.
Pull the lever!
So you guys watch as Tim runs over to the lever and pulls it, and then you hear a as the roof starts to retract and open up. Hal, you're still on the platform as it gives a little, like a little, as you lose your footing as it starts to slowly rise up. So you can easily just jump off. You don't have to roll.
I want to take a shot at this guy. How far am I?
Do you have any like fight or athletics ability to maybe throw the shackles on him and then jump off before it gets to the ceiling?
I have athletics, but
that would be a fight to get
the thing on.
But he's focused on Chuck right now. He just got knocked down, so he could just slap the shackle on him and jump off. I mean
I'll give you a bonus, but
okay,
yeah,
I'll try.
Let's You'll go. Get plus one. He is going to try to oppose you.
And since he's opposing him, he's got to be opposing me.
That is plus 3.
He is going to spend a fate point for his high concept, High Priest of Ogul. So that brings him to a 3 as well, so it's not enough. You go for it, and he like grabs your wrist, and it was like a struggle.
I'm taking a shot at him. I'm whipping at my pistol.
Sure, yeah, take a firearms or shoot.
I whip my hair back and forth.
7.
Okay. He was busy with Ed, So you hit him.
Let's see him fucking spend a fate point on that.
He's not, but he's going to mark off his condition. So he's not down yet.
What condition is his condition?
gut shots. You shot him. He is hurt.
Did.
So Maya, what'd you get to medicine?
Four.
Okay, the woman's not dead. But Simon did stab her in the stomach. She would need surgery to survive.
Does she wake up?
Yes, that did wake her up. She is screaming and clutching at her stomach.
My baby!
So you can pass her right.
No!
Not where I would have picked the stabber either.
Where did you want to stab?
Well,
he would have went for the kill.
He made a successful medicine roll. So if I stabbed her where I wanted to, he wouldn't have been able to do that. So I won't argue the point.
Okay.
Clearly I would have stabbed her in the neck.
Well, she's not dead yet. So, you're stabilizing her.
Alright. I mean, you could have gone to stab her in the neck and got her in, like, the shoulder instead.
And missed? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, so she's...
I mean, you only
she's
have
bleeding
one
in the neck, but she's not... It's not, like, a fatal... Like, instantly fatal wound. Mm-hmm. But left unattended.
It will be.
Yeah. So you can help her, but it's going to take you like a few hours to like actually stitch her up and put her back together. All right, so Charlie, what are you doing?
I'm getting back to my feet.
Oh yeah, you stand up. That's fine.
Do I still have my chain, or is it like wrapped around that guy?
Make a physique roll to see if you were able to hold on to it.
Well, I think he would have had it wrapped around his hands while he was doing that, so
yeah,
we got blasted back.
Like
there would still be someone around him.
Well, that yeah. But he would have. He left.
So that's a plus five.
Okay, yeah. So you have it.
All right.
It's hot, but you have it.
You're hot.
Thank you.
She's hot. He's hot. I'm hot. You're
yeah.
hot.
So you stand up.
Hot.
You hurt a lot. You're pretty sure you've never hurt this much before in your life. And you've gotten
today.
You've gotten your shit kicked in before.
I'm sure I have.
You've never been struck by lightning. So you watch. Hal is still on the platform, trying to get the manacle on this guy's wrist.
No, I stepped off the platform.
Yeah, he said he dropped.
Okay, well then he's like rising out of reach for you then. What?
How did he get lightning strike if the room was closed and there's no
lightning? It's
magic.
It's a magic.
Yeah, it came out of
I
the
just
feet.
Started with
that. He's the high priest of a cult.
Okay. So he can make lightning indoors.
You get benefits for being the high priest.
Yeah, he got struck in the chest, so the lightning was coming straight.
Ah, okay.
If you have any more of those questions, a wizard did.
yes, literally. Yeah.
So the platform is like rising up.
The platform is rising up. The old woman is still chained to it, and looking pretty terrified. And he is on it, and he is getting to his feet.
All right.
And he is looking at Hal now.
Okay, I'm gonna run over, and I'm not trying to hurt him. I'm just
mm-hmm.
gonna, like,
I was.
put a condition on him, trying to create an advantage. So I'm gonna use my chain as a whip.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna, like, hit him like...
Sounds like it would hurt.
You're hot with.
Well, I want to, like, daze him or knock him over, you know, more than I want to actually hurt him.
What was that guy? The one-eyed guy we met?
Armstrong?
Armstrong. Jack Armstrong. Give him the old one-eyed Jack. That's basically what happened to him, right?
I mean, you don't know what whipped him, but yeah.
I mean,
you got like,
whipped by a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Tim, the woman.
I'm gonna try to hit him like in the head
woman.
If I can. If I can.
So you're trying to make an advantage.
Yeah. I'm trying to like knock him over or daze him or.
Okay.
Someone else can use sacrifice.
Yeah. He is saying something and pointing at you. Hal, what are you gonna do?
Get out of the way.
Okay.
Take something else.
Athletics.
Well, yeah.
That is a 3.
All right. So he. What'd you get, Ryan?
I got a 5.
5, okay. So he says something and points his hand at you. And you, seeing what just happened to Ryan, you go, oh, shit. And you go to jump out of the way. This gust of wind just pushes down the aisle to where you were. And as you jump, it hits your leg, and you, like, spin around in midair and crash into one of the pews and smack your head. So you take 1 physical stress.
What the?
You're dead.
And so you were just trying to whip him, Ryan?
Yeah, I want to try to, like, hit him in the back of the head and daze him.
Okay, so he has turned his look. He just, you see, from, like, through on the other side of the altar, this gust of wind shoots down the aisle and kind of, like, clips Hal. And he's not looking at you, and you, like, take your chain and smack him in the back of the head. And he staggers and grabs his head. So with a 5, you do give him the condition dazed.
This one's stupid.
Okay. And that will give you an invoke as well, a free invoke. Alright. So next round. So Meyer, if you want, you could just keep trying to stabilize her. You don't have to keep making rolls for it.
I'm not sure what else I could do in this situation.
Right? You can shoot him. You
still shoot him.
Trying to figure out how high it was.
And you've got the.
I mean, it's like 2 feet off the ground by now. It's not very. It's
the ceiling of a room.
Yeah, but I mean, like if he was further in and the angle I'm at, I couldn't get.
No, you can still hit him.
Okay.
What are the rest of you doing?
I'm gonna throw a knife at him.
Okay.
By the time I get to him, I don't want to jump onto the platform to stab him in person.
There's not much I can do at this point. I'm probably just going to stay in cover.
Okay. So you can make a notice roll, Ed. Well, James and Ryan, what are you doing?
Oh, boy.
One of those things, like maybe off balance.
Create an advantage.
Yeah, create an advantage by making him off balance by like constantly shifting the lever to make it go up and then stop and then go down. I mean, it wouldn't be like a sudden hesitant stop, then, but it would make him like a little bit.
Yeah, make a.
Or like maybe throw like a chair leg into the.
I'll let you craft.
I'm
going to
have not
this roll.
Okay.
I have just the thing for that.
Okay.
That is much better. It's +8.
Okay. So let's see before if you
could also invoke that for free, and if you wanted to add +2.
I'm thinking about adding +2 to my roll, too. I'm not. Alex is saying it's not necessary.
No, you're going to kill him.
Okay, then I won't add the +2.
Well, he gets one more blast off before you do, though.
I got a 5 to shoot.
Yeah, so. No, he's super dead. So he's standing on the platform as it's like stops and he stumbles and goes down and he stumbles back and he's clutching the back of his head and he turns around. And he turns and looks at you, Eric, because you just really shot him before.
Mm-hmm.
And he points his hand at you. So you're shooting him this turn.
Right.
So you watch as a bolt.
Oh, this is going to hurt.
Yeah, a bolt of lightning arcs out of his hand. So you take 5 physical stress.
All right, well, I have all 4 boxes, so.
Yeah, so you can divvy it up. You want to do like 4 of the 1 or the 2?
I'll do 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Perfect.
Let's go for it.
Yeah, so this the lightning shoots out of his hand, and you pull the trigger, and he you get hit in the chest just like Charlie did, and thrown back, and you like crash through a pew.
Where's my gun go?
You don't know. You're gonna have to pick it up.
You accidentally swallowed
it.
Yeah. Damn it!
It's with the keys.
Whoa!
You go flying back.
I think you're swallowing a bullet.
The bullet hits him right in the chest, and he grabs his chest, and then a knife comes and just hits him right in the back of the neck of the spine, and he just. And he just kind of like collapses onto the altar.
Does he do one of those like things where he's like, yeah, where he like?
No, he's not. He's just has this look of shock on his face, and he just collapses into a pile.
He's not a villain. He's a man of the jellyfish cloth, I guess.
Okay, so Ryan, what were you doing?
I got 3 to notice.
Well, if he's down, I'm gonna turn my attention to the rest of the congregation. What are they? Are they still asleep through all this? Or?
A few people have stirred because of the claps of thunder. Actually, let's see. Meyer, make a medicine check for the drugs that you put in.
Thousands.
5. 5. Alright.
Yeah, so strong juice.
Sounds like they're pretty asleep.
They got a -2 to their physique. Oh, shit. So, yeah. So they're all still out. Some of them are kind of stirred, like,
what about the old lady? Old lady who?
She's too pumped up on adrenaline to be asleep. She is cowering next to the altar and still chained to it. Are you going to raise it up or are you going to lower it down?
I'm going to bring it down now that the priest is dead.
Okay. So what you noticed, Ed, is the ceiling stayed open. It was like half open, the iris of the ceiling. And you see those things, those shapes flitting around. And some start diving down into the church.
So we've got to close this hole.
And you watch as about a half dozen of these creatures fly in. They're about... where did I put it?
You're doing it.
So they're winged creatures about the size of a large bat. They have they have leathery wings, and you can see they have long, wicked tails that seem to have barbs on the end. But instead of a bat's head, they have like this leathery head that ends in this long, razor-sharp proboscis that's like a foot long.
They're like giant mosquitoes.
Yeah, basically giant bat mosquitoes. And you watch as like six of them fly in. And as a group, they all just descend on this person who is sleeping and stab into them and start sucking the blood out of them. And like you, as you watch, like the person is shriveling.
Let's close this
gap. What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna see if there's a way to make that gap close.
Well, you pull the lever down.
Oh, okay, well, that's what I was doing anyways.
Well, but you were going up and down, so it just kind of stayed half open.
Alright, so now.
So you pull it down. And the altar starts to go down and the ceiling's closing. No more of those creatures swoop in, but now there are six of them trapped in here with you.
Oh, that's
cool. I don't want to try to recover and find my gun.
All right, make a investigate check.
Oh, I'm okay at that.
I'm going to go lock myself in the office.
Oh, five.
Five, yeah, you find it.
My plan is right to hack up one of these giant bat mosquitoes with my machete.
You run over, make a fight check.
Alright.
What are the rest of you doing? There.
I'm gonna go for one of them.
Four.
With your chain?
Yep.
All right.
I'm gonna hide. I'm gonna go hide in the pot and in the office.
Okay. You make a stealth check. You just run away.
I'm gonna run.
How's Robert Beckford's woman doing?
I don't do too well with the running.
Stabilizing.
Plus one. I'm going to invoke Quick as the Reaper.
Okay.
For plus two, so that brings me up to plus three.
Plus three. Chris, what'd you get?
Four.
Four.
My lady doing my favorite. She wouldn't stand.
Yeah.
Okay.
I saved her, and then you descend on her. Damn it!
So.
I defeated him.
Ryan, you got three?
Yeah.
Chris, you got?
Four.
Four, okay. Okay. So you take out two of them. The rest of them let out this terrible shriek, and they pull those proboscises out of this dead man, and fly up, and they're diving towards you guys. So they're going to attack you. What would you like to do?
Isn't that grief-stricken at the loss of their friends and spend the rest of the rounds crying?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to thrust up as they thrust down.
With your penis?
Okay.
Yeah, with my penis.
I gotta say, Ryan? I might go with a weapon.
I'm gonna try to dodge out of the way. Just
all right. So penis. Athletics for you, fight for you.
Do I draw the penis? do I sculpt the penis?
Here I am, consumed by revenge.
Do I conduct my
thing?
Four.
Four.
Okay.
What? Every roll or just add two?
Up to you.
Yeah.
It would be three if I just add the two.
You wanna take a test?
That's probably, yeah, you killed one with three a second ago. So, yeah, I'm just going to add the two.
Okay. You do manage, you nick one. You don't kill it. It, like, gets out of the way. Ryan, you managed to get out of the way with your roll. So they're coming at you again.
Now that I'm recovered and have my gun, can I shoot at one of those?
You could shoot. It's going to be at a base three difficulty because you're trying to shoot, like, a five.
That's
they're moving.
Definitely fair.
Am I at the office?
You didn't say you were going. You said you were hiding.
Well,
I thought you were just like diving in the pews.
I mean, I'm going somewhere. I mean, I'm assuming. I want to go somewhere where I can't get attacked.
Okay, well then you can just follow him. You don't have to roll. You just follow him to the office.
I thought
you
were barricaded
hiding in the pews. Well, he was in that case. He was running with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to again invoke draw to not have that roll.
Okay.
I wouldn't have really.
Exactly three.
Only one.
Where'd it go?
Exactly, but.
Exactly.
Yeah, so you take out one more of them.
How many birds were there?
Quarter of a bird.
Oh, man.
So we got three down, three up?
Yep. So, you two run into the office and slam the door behind you.
Yep.
There were six.
Six.
Yeah, so they are turning their attention, all three of them, to you, Chris. They're attacking you as a
If you take off my shirt, my belly is yellow.
So what are the rest of you guys doing?
I have nothing to attack with. I made myself a taker.
They are spent. I'm a talker. To re-roll.
I'm not leaving the lead.
I'm gonna try to lasso her with my chain.
Okay.
We have our violence doers.
Yeah.
It's a new round. Yes.
Fuck it. I'm not gonna try to hurt. I'm not gonna try to contain it. I'm just gonna try to kill it.
Okay.
It's a violence doer.
Chris, what do you do?
Same thing. They're gonna swoop at me. I'm gonna slash them.
All right. I'm gonna fight one of them
and still dip three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's better.
Five.
I got a three, but I have weapon two on that, so that's five for. That adds two shifts.
I got an eight.
Okay.
All pluses.
You guys kill the rest of them. They
let out.
Three of them come at me, and I just kind of
die.
Good. I hate them.
Yeah. No. So they're dead. Grace is still cowering on the altar. Her arm.
I thought crack open the door.
Oh, you
hello?
Brought it down and the top closed?
Yeah, he brought it down and the top closed.
Hello? Are there any evil monsters out here?
I'm going to put my head below his head. Is it safe?
Immediately, Simon begins to scream at the rest of his group. What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Why didn't you just let me stab him? We could have avoided this whole thing. The things couldn't have got in. I could have just stabbed him. It could have been done with.
This was a much better outcome.
This is not a better outcome. Two of you got struck by lightning.
It really did hurt.
You
don't care because you were hiding. Don't you fucking say a word. You don't have a word to say about this, you coward. What were you thinking?
I would say drugging everybody so that they couldn't fight us and stabbing the priest.
They are going to want to kill us when they wake up. You think the storm is just going to stop?
No.
We're stuck here with them. They're going to wake up, and we're going to have to kill them as they wake up.
Doc, how long are these drugs going to last?
Make a message, Chuck.
We don't know how long the storm's going to last, so that question doesn't even matter.
But so you got a 5 on his last message check to see what drugs he used or how much.
Yeah, no, he knows. Depending how... The question is how much is able to dissolve into the coffee, but you would guess 2 hours tops?
2 hours tops.
So we tied him up.
Also, there are two kids crying and huddled under a pew.
Right, they had juice.
Yeah.
Well, Simon is still frothing at the mouth and screaming.
I
don't have anything
ignore.
Else to add to that, but that's basically his reaction.
I'm going
to
ignore him. So we tied him up.
With what?
If we take off our socks...
Can someone please take the knives away from Simon so he doesn't stab
it? Come and take them! Come and take them! Try it!
I'm gonna look
he's
around
kind
of,
he's just
foaming
at the mouth and pacing. And if you say anything,
they
can
make another roll.
Is there a basement?
No. That is one.
One. There's big curtains on the wall.
Can I break the chain for the mechanism?
I mean, we can...
It's a fit.
Oh, okay. No,
I mean, we can manacle two of them.
Well, the girls don't...
Well, how many manacles
there,
are...
Right?
How many manacles...
Oh, yeah, she's conscious. Well, with the blood loss, she's on the board.
How many manacles are there?
There are 5 manacles.
So we can manacle 5 of them. Can you cut down the curtains and fashion some sort of...
What, just strip up the rags and just use them as little...
Sure,
yeah. Yeah.
Make a rapport roll.
She's going to be a little woman. Are you okay? And I won't leave her. Let me roll that.
It's all going to be okay. Wait a minute, where are you going?
It's going to be okay.
Let me bring it to her. Don't worry. You're bleeding so fast,
God.
You won't be
minus
scared.
One.
Minus one. So what do you say to her?
I roll 3 minuses, and then I roll 3 minuses and a plus.
Oh.
So how about you say, don't worry, I'm going to be right here with you. Everything's going to be fine. And you're holding her wound down.
Yeah.
And suddenly there's just like a spurt of blood from between your fingers. It just like splats you in the face. And she goes, oh, God. So that's she's okay, but it doesn't look good.
No. So I would say if you take five of the most beefy looking people and manacle them up. And then we'll work on pulling down the curtains and tying the rest of them up.
We don't have much of a better plan, I think.
All right, so what are you going to do with Grace? Because she's still alive.
It's like, please, please, don't hurt me.
We're not going to hurt you, don't worry. Oh, so four of them. We'll leave her manacled.
All right, so you take four people. James, make a craft roll to craft rope.
Five.
Yeah, all right. You manage to tear curtain into strips.
I'm going to bring the kids over to Grace and have them, like, sit with her.
Maybe.
You guys keep each other company. Everything will be fine. This will all blow up.
They are terrified. You are terrorists who have taken them hostage.
That's fine.
And there's also... So outside, as you're doing this, the hail stopped. And it's almost like there's an eerie calm outside.
Yeah.
You still hear the occasional shrieks of whatever those things were. Everyone make a will roll.
Oh. Is this will roll not so crazy?
Maybe.
Because I was going to say, already
let's
there.
See.
Plus which, one.
I'll use force to tell party line for that. Because I'm not getting any negative two.
Is that two or three?
Oh, that's much better.
Plus
four.
Two.
I got a plus one.
One, one. What'd you get, James?
That's a skill.
Yeah. I don't have it as a skill, so...
Zero.
I was gonna see if I can re-roll it.
Oh. So, lots of points, so
I think
you know what, bug it? I'll just take the zero.
Zero, zero? Alright, so Ryan and Ed, you take one mental stress. James, you take two. The rest of you are okay. So you hear, in the quiet, soon, even the shrieks of those creatures just stop suddenly.
By the way, not that quiet.
Because he's probably yelling and
stuff. Simon does not stop screaming.
No, but even through that, like, because you had gotten
used to... You can
tell
it's quieter, yeah.
Yeah, you got used to the sound of the hail and everything, slapping it. That's gone, and it's just quiet outside. And then you hear this weird dragging sound. Like it sounds like someone is tilling earth with a tree trunk.
And nobody wants to hurt you. Nobody but Simon wants to hurt you.
And you hear crying, this horrible echoing scream that almost kind of... sounds like thunder, but quieter and just continuous. And it changes in pitch, and it comes and like it seems to be somewhat moving above you. And you got a feeling that the great storm is right above you. And you hear a crash on the roof and the sound of something dragging across it. You kind of get the sense that maybe there's gravel on the roof. And you just hear it crunching through the gravel. And then it, like, boom, hits the far wall. You can go look outside and see what it is if you want.
No,
but
I will yell at it, though.
That's fine.
I haven't fought anything. I'm going to go out and fight it.
All right, my coward speech really got me.
I'll show him.
I'll just say, I didn't bother giving him stats because...
Yeah.
You just died.
Right,
yeah.
It's a great...
I'm going to throw an old lady that's awake outside and just say, tell me what you see.
Okay, so you...
Hey, little guys, listen, I know where it's going to be real safe. You just run out there as fast as you can because it's trying to get in here.
Are you...
No.
Okay. Make someone make physique rolls to tie anyone up.
Oh, right. I'm good at that.
I'm making the strips, so only with physique.
I'm screaming like a lunatic.
Plus four.
Yeah, okay.
Plus three to help also.
So that will be a combined...
Right. Oh, I did have will, so I had a plus one. Whatever, too late now.
Nope. Alright, so an hour later, you managed to tie everyone up. And the people start coming to, and they move, and their hands are bound.
An hour later, Simon is sitting and muttering. But, like, just... He's still...
The storm sounding outside.
So the quiet lasted about a half hour. Well, not the quiet, that terrible thunder sound.
The calm.
Yeah. Well, lasted about a half hour, and then the screeching began again of the creatures. Now you're back at the... horrendous hail phase.
Right.
It sounds like someone is beating a constant drum on the building. And those creatures are still hear them in the hail outside. But it seems that the eye of the storm has passed.
How do those things fly around in hail?
Very, very quickly.
What was it then?
Magic. Then I get struck by lightning inside, Chris. It's,
yeah. Well, that made sense. The wizard made lightning come.
Yeah.
This was...
It's a great old one.
Crazy.
Who says they're physical all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
They do stuff.
So everyone is very angry because they're all tied up. They can see on the altar. The pastor is... Did you get rid of his body or did you just leave it there?
I threw it outside.
No.
You have to open the door to do that.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
No, it's still in here.
I threw it outside during the con.
No.
No.
No,
did
see,
you?
That's all right.
Okay.
If you went to do it, everybody stopped you.
Yeah.
Maybe not Simon. No. Yeah, he would have stopped you if you tried to open the door.
I put him in the office.
Yeah, we moved the
body. Okay, so...
Yeah, and that's just like...
There is...
Explain it for
anyone
that check out what we did.
Dead, we moved into the office.
There is a puddle of blood and a red smear that just leads down the aisle and out the door into the hall. The pastor is not around.
Where's the pastor? In his office.
People are... jumping to conclusions, and it just happens to be the right
I draw
one.
Arrows pointing towards the altar so people think the blood went that way.
flawless. Everyone falls for it.
So wow. With the time, you managed to stabilize
the blood came from all the way back there.
So she's going to live. You are slightly tired. She is still stabbed. He didn't hit anything vital. You managed to stitch her clothes. So she'll be okay.
Whose family?
Who's a family?
Are you asking her? That's my husband over there. She's really groggy between the drugs and the blood loss.
I'll get him.
Well, he's tied up.
Well, I'll pick him
up. Okay, yes, you bring him over. What do you want? What do you want, you son of a bitch?
Your wife was stabbed. I helped her, and she's gonna be fine. She's safe. I was with her. I was with her for a couple hours now. Maybe she's stabilized. She'll live.
All right. He like sits down. His arm. How did you tie everyone?
With butterflies.
Probably like.
Well.
Hands behind the back and.
I'm tied?
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, probably hands and feet together behind the back.
Okay. So you'd have to untie his feet to bring him, or you're just going to, like, drag him over?
Drag him over.
I mean,
like I'll drag him over for you.
All right, so Charlie just kind of drags this guy over, and the wife is now, like, laying out on the pew, flitting in and out of consciousness. The man is frothing mad. Oh, you sons of bitches, I'm going to kill you for this. What did you do to her? You tell him, and he's still like, oh, fuck you, man. He's slightly pissed at you.
You may want to take her to a hospital after we leave. Because she might be internally bleeding, but she'll live if you take her to a hospital.
You're pretty sure she doesn't have to go to the hospital. I mean, it won't hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I need a cup of coffee. Oh, no, wait. Do we have any non-drugged coffee?
All out, sorry.
We have slightly less drugged coffee.
There's juice. You didn't drug the juice.
Yeah, I'll have some juice.
Okay. There's a cup of coffee here that's been sitting here on the table that no one drank.
You're tied up. This is the situation. How about right now to deal with your wife right now, right?
She's like, what's going on? She's just like, getting out. She's out of it.
Am I a man or a woman?
Yeah, so is there anything else you guys are going to do while the storm passes, or are you just like watching?
Just ransack the office.
Yeah, I mean, might as well look around.
All right. So the only other, well, I mean, James looked around before. I will tell you, actually, James, before you would have found the collection box. There is a like a little strong box that's locked,
okay.
And you have time now. You can pick the lock. There's about $100 in there, which for right now, pretty good.
Yeah.
Is there like a Bible or anything?
No, just those.
It was just the pamphlet.
Damn it.
I'll try to get like maybe. Try to talk some people into maybe rethinking their lives.
Make a rapport roll. I will tell you whether or not you pass. It is. I will tell you this. It is a very high difficulty.
I'm sure.
I'll tell you this. No.
I mean, I might as well try.
Yeah. Sure.
I know we just murdered your pastor.
That was a.
Yeah, that is kind of good stuff, isn't it? No.
Yeah.
So they. If they could get up to your face to spit in it, they would. You're being very placating and trying to explain.
Everybody?
Yeah, no,
they're all spitting.
You
just
drug them,
how far they can go.
Ruined their religious ritual, murdered their pastor, and are holding them all hostage on what to them is one of the holiest days of the year.
Okay. Well, then that's fine, because then at least I know now that none of them are like
redeemable.
Yeah, like. Or at least...
So now you'll let them, now you'll let them all be stabbed.
Yeah. Right, so...
You know what, Simon? Have a go.
Like, now I know that they're, like... None of them are, like, being held against their will.
No. No, they're all... They're
being held against their will.
Yeah. No, they're all being held against their will.
That's our fault, though.
Yeah, we knew
no,
that.
No, but nobody is, like, being forced to do this worship.
Well, I mean, everybody is technically being forced to do this worship, or else they'll be killed. And...
Well, no, everyone has to pay lip service to Cthulhu at the very least. They are actively worshiping another old one. They are voluntarily doing this.
I mean, in the sense that there is a literal god, and that god is terrible and just wants to eat them.
Yes,
and yes, they're being forced into worshiping.
I mean, the other thing they have going for them is that they can literally look up and see their god, so they know he exists. Their belief is slightly more concrete.
It's like he sucks, but he's there.
Yeah. okay, so eventually the storm passes. By the time it does, because it was mid-afternoon when you came here, it's well into night, pushing midnight, but the last of the hail abates, and it's quiet outside.
Does my stress go away?
Yeah. You guys can all get rid of your stress.
I'll be right.
I didn't have any.
All right. That's time to take our leave.
So, are you just going to leave these people all tied up here?
Is there a phone?
There is a phone in the office. Not a payphone. There's just a regular phone in the office.
I feel like...
Is it payphones like when we drive on the road?
You could try to keep it. You're like kind of on a rural road right now, so probably not. If you got into a town, there would be.
I feel like here's the way we should play this. Let's maximize the amount of time between when these people get free. Mm-hmm. So if Tim can maybe like find somebody's car keys and lock everybody who's not tied up in a car, or
I don't. Is this in character?
I mean, the only people... Did you tie up all the kids?
We burned the place down with them tied up. You saw. They're all very happy about sending people to that fucking thing in the sky. I was right. They're awful. They're worshiping.
Simon.
Horrible thing.
Simon, if we burn them to death, we're mass murderers. Instead of just regular murderers.
Everyone. They would do it to us.
Of course they would. That's too far.
That's why we should do it to them.
Why don't we just take all their car keys and bring them with us? Throw them in the woods.
Gotta catch up to us.
By the way, are you guys going to try to harvest any parts from those creatures you killed to add to yourselves?
Yeah, I'm gonna maybe the wings.
Well, the wings are a little too small for you to use to fly.
Okay.
You can put them on your penis.
Well,
and
he's
going to
put them on his wrists so that when he punches, it goes faster.
I will say...
Oh, how big are they? I kind of pictured them as being, like, human-sized.
No,
oh,
No. They're like, large bat-sized.
Okay. So then, yeah.
The proboscises, you might be able to... I will say, if you wanted to get clever, you could, if the doctor would implant it in your arm... You could have like a Wolverine esque thing that will be able to shoot out of your wrist.
Or you can put it on your face. It'll look cool, but you always have to talk like this.
Or that.
I think you should go with the wing arm.
I'm not taking
arm
anything.
Or you could do wing arm wings if you want.
So that they're only like spikes, like we wouldn't drain people's blood on accident?
I mean, maybe not on accident, on purpose.
I mean, I don't think that's something that Charlie is really.
It would give you like extra damage. They're super sharp. They pierce armor.
Yeah, you know what?
I think I might.
Yeah, you know what? I think we're gonna be doing that.
It's up to you guys.
Cutting off proboscis.
Marty is not.
I think I might.
If you're about mutilating these bodies, I'll help, but I don't want any.
I mean, I don't fight, so. So yeah, my feeling is we leave everybody tied up. Let's round up their car keys. Yeah. Drive a couple of miles, throw them, slash their tires.
Kids.
Someone will come to check on them eventually.
We'll give one of the kids a knife.
The kids are dumb. They'll run out.
Well, the storm's gone. It's safe outside.
Yeah, but some of the world itself is still not safe. Yeah.
I'd say
I don't think the kids are going to be. Their parents are awake. You know, they're gonna listen to their parents.
They're chaining the old lady up, Grace.
Yeah, the old lady's still chained. Yeah. So there were two kids who weren't unconscious. There were a few other kids
who were unconscious.
So you're just gonna lock all the kids in the office.
Yeah.
With the dead body.
Here, kids, it's less traumatizing in here. We'll just tell them the cops are coming soon and stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll listen to their parents, and their parents aren't going to let them let the young ones at least run out. Maybe some of the older ones. But.
Right. So, if you guys want to do the stitching for those proboscises, since that's going to require a slightly more delicate medical procedure of cutting your arms open, you might want to have a doctor do it.
Also, maybe we should do it
after we get out of here.
It's got to be fresh. Long. Like, a few... you might be able to do it. You could do it on the road.
Okay. I mean, we'll just pull over to do it.
Well, I mean, yeah, you pull over, right. Probably not while they're driving.
Oh, and get an hour away, and then they can do it.
Yeah.
Definitely not something to do right here, right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone calm down. We're busy.
So you pull proboscises off the... Not pull. You delicately cut them off. You could have up to six of them.
Delicately.
On one arm?
You could have one per arm.
Oh, like a cage of it.
No, sorry.
Like Baraka?
Yeah.
Barack Obama?
So you just do all your fights.
I'm gonna just slash them together to make sense sparks at people.
They're not metal.
Oh. Then I'm gonna send flesh barbs at
They're like... As you touch them, they're like...
chitinous?
Yeah, they're like the weird chitinous kind of... Like, it feels like a really hard fingernail, kind of.
Oh, okay. Wait. So I'm going to send flakes of fingernail.
Yeah.
You want me to do what to your arm?
I want you to insert this rectally.
I mean, you don't have to put it on your arm.
Can I put it in my penis?
Just comes out of a weird place.
I'm just sitting here. They got my hands tied behind the back, but little they know, I got a spike that comes out and can cut these ropes.
Nipples.
Yeah.
I'm going to put one in every orifice.
They got
right.
I'm excited.
Oh, no. Proboscis nipples.
All right. So you're locking. So you're just leaving the kids saying the cops are on the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
That gives them a chance to untie their pants.
Right, so the storm ends. You guys tell the kids the cops are on their way. Stay here.
Well, I think we should tell them, like, look, turn around, count to 20, and then do whatever.
Okay. Like 100.
Yeah, we're slashing
the tires.
I'm going outside and cutting tires.
Before that, okay.
Yeah.
So you go outside, you just
don't cut our tires.
No, obviously.
Yeah. What?
I'll help him.
Guys,
I'm behind that part of the plan.
Charlie,
I have a question for you. You think you'd be comfortable taking on the entire congregation?
Can we, like, siphon their gas? Do we have gas things up?
Yeah, we should take some gas.
Yeah, you siphon some gas. That's fine.
Well, I do have two jerry cans of fuel.
So we're going to
I'm
slashing tires. You go around and, you know.
You siphon gas.
You take their keys.
You slash some tires. You take their keys and just, like,
I change all their radio stations to radio stations they might not like.
No.
Just take the knobs.
I turn the radio all the way up and then shut it off. So when they go, it just starts blasting.
Eric's trying to be horrible, but he actually gets it to one person. They're like, oh, what channel is this?
I feel something moving in my soul.
We should just leave a radio on with Hal's program. Yeah.
Well, it depends on the time. It's like midnight now, so you're not on.
Yeah.
You're like the morning rush hour. Okay, so you fuck with them as much as you can without killing them.
So I'm standing around and go, blah, 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 blah.
And you get on your way. You peel out of there like a bat out of hell. So you pull over an hour later to perform some quick roadside surgery. So Meyer, make a medicine check.
Gosh.
I'll take the good roll, Ryan. You take the okay roll.
Nice.
Plus six.
That's fine for both of them.
Yay.
So you guys want retracting wrist proboscises?
Yeah.
Both wrists or just one?
Both for me.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take one.
Okay. So they are retractable. They have two armor piercing. And they have weapon one.
The ones that aren't implanted, could I fashion it into a knife or have James do it for me since he has craft and I'm not going to ask him very nicely?
No, they're not going to last that long.
So, how do I... Okay.
All right, so
what
on your extras, write down wrist proboscis. And it's, like I said, armor piercing 2, weapon 1. Also, on your...
Do they have any antibuscus?
On your consequences, those are going to be mild. So make a like a line down the middle. And so you have a permanent consequence of...
weird.
What are we going to call it?
Bloodthirsty.
Tainted?
Not bloodthirsty.
Hate soup.
Wrist thirsty. Thirsty wrists.
Fucking soup, man.
Hatred of traffic.
Hatred of eating soup in, while in traffic.
Was it like 5?
I like traffic lights.
4.
Were you eating cereal in your car?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Or hatred of traffic.
What would you guys want to call it?
What does it do?
Basically, the higher the consequence, the more difficult it is to conceal whatever augmentation you give yourself,
okay.
But the more powerful it is. So, like, if you actually gave yourself wings to fly, that would be like a 6, because
right.
It's really hard to hide those wings.
Yeah.
But then you'd be able to freaking fly, which is a really strong ability.
Right.
So this is a pretty minor ability.
Is it just that we can't hide it, or does it make us bloodthirsty? Like,
no, it's not that it makes you bloodthirsty.
It hurts to hide it.
Well,
like,
it
has to go in and out. So, like,
suicidal.
I mean, you're...
If they
you're
pop
not
them out,
Wolverine.
They bleed.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's... I mean, you're not going to bleed, but...
Well, if it's coming out of their wrist.
Well, now they
yeah.
have, like... possibly large scars going down their wrist. It looks like they're suicidal.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's like all the way up your forearm.
Yeah, it looks like they're suicidal.
Yeah. So basically, in some
like
situation, I can compel it against
yeah.
you in a situation where it could be a detriment to you,
okay.
as if it was a consequence. But because it's minor, unless someone is like looking at your forearms and saying, "What's up with those scars there?"
That bump.
It's not. Yeah, it's not really gonna. Well, there's not really much of a. It's magic. So once you get it in. The bump, it's kind of good. There's a scar, but there's no real bump. And you guys try it, and like you can feel it in your arm. Although, like when you move, touch your arm, you don't, but you know it's in
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And you like flex muscles you didn't have before, and it like shoots out like a foot long out of your wrist.
Does it hurt?
Yeah, you don't take stress from it, but it hurts. And then you like retract it, and there's like you have a mark on your wrist.
Yeah.
Permanent scab.
Should we make it that it's extremely painful, or?
Oh no, it hurt. It not stress hurts.
Yeah,
but like,
well, no, but it would be distracting. Where you could say, you know, you brought out your weapons. You're in a lot of pain. But have a fate point, or because it's a consequence, you don't get a fate point. But.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you guys think? What would you want the consequence to be for something like that?
I mean, I thought bloodthirsty was pretty cool. Like, we have to feed it, otherwise it, you know, we have this unnatural hunger now.
That would be a much more severe consequence.
So make the knives better.
What?
So make the knives better, the things that come out of them. You know, the consequence is too much.
Maybe
do more damage.
Maybe it's when they're out, they have to feed before they go back in.
What?
Like, not like kill a person, but it needs to something. Like,
it's supposed to be more, it's supposed to be sort of showing, like, the degradation of your humanity, too. Like, you're sacrificing your humanity in order to get more power.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
It's fine. You don't have to.
Well, fuck you, then. Take your elitist attitude over there.
Yeah.
Great. Well, so it's not bad enough that we're bloodthirsty, but it doesn't hurt enough that we.
If you want to make it like a pain thing,
I'm just trying to think of like there's what other detriment could it have, like.
I mean, it does. It's also like a social thing too. Like,
I wear baggy sleeves; no one notices.
What if it whistles when it comes out?
What if you? Well, I mean, once you release it, people notice.
Yeah,
it, but.
It's a foot long.
Yeah.
It's gonna.
Yeah. Oh my god! It whistles.
And it whistles.
I can't believe the last thing I told you was no foot long.
We could think on it,
yeah.
But just so that's the way it works. As you guys would get more powerful, you could also only have. one on each level. So if you wanted to have three minor ones, you can, but they're going to fill your 2, 4, and 6 boxes.
Can we get them removed or replaced?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as long as cut your arm open and take them out.
Okay.
But, like, so you can have 3 minor ones, but you can't have 3 major ones because
yeah,
you only have 1 6 box. Okay. So that was a minor... I would say that's a moderate milestone for everyone.
Yeah.
Because you guys did pretty well.
That's one where I can move something up, right?
You could add a point to a skill, or you can get a new skill at level 1, at plus 1.
Can I move anything up?
Yes, you can add a point, as long as there's something beneath it.
Right.
You have to keep the columns.
So I have to come up several times.
Or I can move something from fair to good.
Yes, because like you can't bump one of those up,
right.
Because then that wouldn't have anything up there.
I'm going to bump my stealth up.
So significant milestones. So you also get the minor milestone stuff. So you can swap to, with a minor milestone, you can swap this, the two any 2 skills, or replace 1+1 skill with one that you don't have. You can change a stunt, you can spend a refresh to buy a new stunt, and you can change an aspect that's not your high concept.
So if I want something that's superb, I have to raise something from good to great, which means I have to raise something from fair to good, and then I can raise this.
Well, no, you can only go to +5 during a major milestone.
Oh.
That's when you go above whatever, because right now the current cap is 4.
Right.
So it's a major milestone to raise something up to +5.
What do you do with a minor again?
A minor, you can swap the ranks of any 2 skills. You can get rid of one of your +1 skills and replace it with a different skill that you don't have at +1. You could pay a refresh to get a new stunt. And you can change an aspect that's not your high concept. And then with the significant, which is the moderate one, you get 1 skill point, so you can buy a new skill or increase 1 by 1. And if you had any severe consequences, you can start to recover them. But I don't think anyone does.
So we can't move one from the 5 to the 4, right?
You mean from the 4 to the 5?
No, I had empathy here, but I just erased it. But
it's a 1 to a 2.
That's a 1 to a 2.
Yeah, okay. So I can't do that.
No, you can do that.
Okay.
You can switch anything, right?
You could, as long if there's skills on your sheet, you could swap them.
I'm going to completely change my character. I'm taking shoot out of 4. Nah.
There we go.
All right.
So we can do that off mic.
Yeah.
So, anyone have any questions, comments? Did you like it?
I thought it was cool. I was not expecting the priest to be the bad guy.
No,
really?
I thought this is a really well balanced game, where like the beginning of the game was a lot of me like talking and James investigating and Meyer investigating, and then the second half of the game was our like
kind of like
a clusterfuck where we our fighters
violence
doers doing violence, and then it went back to like then it was kind of James's scene where James was
I'm glad you liked it. If you guys had decided to ride out the storm in the van, it would have been a lot worse.
It would
not have been good.
Yeah, I mean like it was kind of obvious that we were going into a cult situation where we were going to try to be sacrificed, but
well,
you know,
I mean, if you hadn't volunteered, they would have taken a volunteer.
Right. Yeah, figured.
But
and instead, we drugged them all and
killed the priest.
And
I wasn't expecting that. Yeah, that was clever. And literally, the guy rolled was like rolling like 4 and 5 on his physique to resist the stuff. Otherwise, he would have gone out.
Yeah, I mean, just despite what Simon says, we approached it in the best way I think we could have approached it.
Probably.
That is the way Simon
I did stat out the mob of congregants, so they would have attacked you.
That's why I'm glad that we did what we did.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope our listeners enjoyed it. Anyone have any final will thoughts?
Pickles are evil.